Welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Cartridge Bedtime Stories. Tonight, we continue our Pokemon Yellow story as Red and Pikachu arrive at Cerulean City. But before they can challenge the Pokemon Gym, they encounter a potential new partner. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this wonderful tale as you fall into a deep sleep. Enjoy. The sun hung low in the sky as Red, the determined yet inexperienced Pokemon trainer, and his trustworthy partner, Pikachu, entered the bustling Cerulean City. Their arrival marked a pivotal moment in their journey, as they had come to challenge the formidable gym leader, Misty, known well for her mastery of water-type Pokemon. Before they could challenge Misty, however, Red knew it was crucial to ensure Pikachu was in peak condition. Even with his type advantage over water-type Pokemon, the electric-type Pikachu had to be ready for anything. With that in mind, they made their way to the local Pokemon Center, a beacon of healing and repute for wary trainers and Pokemon alike. Inside, the soothing hum of machinery filled the air as Nurse Joy and her Chansey tended to Pokemon of all shapes and sizes. After a brief stay at the Pokemon Center, Red emerged with Pikachu by his side, the electric mouse Pokemon visibly refreshed and ready for the challenge that lay ahead. But as they stepped out into the city streets, their plans were momentarily derailed by an unexpected encounter. Approaching them with a sense of urgency was Officer Jenny, a defender of justice in Cerulean City as its police officer. With a grave expression on her face, she relayed troubling news. A local home had fallen victim to a robbery perpetrated by none other than the notorious Team Rocket. Red's heart sank at the mention of the infamous criminal organization. Recent memories of his encounter with Jesse and James in the depths of Mount Moon flooded his mind. Determined to do his part in combating Team Rocket's nefarious schemes, Red offered to assist Officer Jenny in any way he could. After providing his own account of his encounter with Team Rocket, Red watched as Officer Jenny diligently recorded his statement. Her gentle demeanor and unwavering dedication to her work filled Red with happiness to know that she was caring so deeply for those around her. Officer Jenny kindly thanked Red for informing her about his encounter with Team Rocket as he and Pikachu said their goodbyes and walked off. In the heart of the bustling city, nestled among the various shops and businesses, stood the familiar sight of a Pokemart, a haven for Pokemon trainers in need of supplies for their journey. Red and Pikachu pushed open the door and stepped inside, the bell above chiming softly to announce their arrival. The interior of the Pokemart was lined with shelves stocked with an array of items essential for any trainer. Red wasted no time in walking down the aisles, carefully selecting Pokeballs, potions, and various other supplies to aid him and Pikachu on their quest. As Red made his final selections, he couldn't forget about his loyal companion. With a smile, he picked out some special food for Pikachu, ensuring his partner would be well nourished for their journey ahead. In addition to Pikachu's food, Red also grabbed food supplies for himself, including a hearty sandwich to satisfy his hunger. With their purchases in hand, Red and Pikachu stepped back into the warm embrace of the sunny day outside. Finding a nice spot outside of the Pokemart, Red and Pikachu settled down to enjoy their meal together, the aroma of a freshly made sandwich filling the air. As they savored their food, Red couldn't help but notice a curious sight in the distance. It was a small, green Pokemon with what looked like a flower bulb on its back. The mysterious Pokemon's eyes were fixated on Red with an expression that seemed to convey a desire to approach them. Sensing the Pokemon's curiosity, Red tore a portion of his sandwich in half and held it out in offering. The green Pokemon, still curious but cautious, stepped back, wary of the trainer's grasp. Red put the piece of sandwich on the ground, closer to the Pokemon, and backed away to give it space. To Red's delight, the Pokemon trotted over eagerly, its movements cautious, yet filled with curiosity. With gentle precision, it accepted the offered food, taking a bite with delicate grace. The sandwich disappeared quickly, devoured by the hungry Pokemon, who seemed grateful for the unexpected treat. With a contented smile, the trainer pulled out his Pokédex and aimed it at the grass-type Pokemon. It was identified as none other than a Bulbasaur. The device stated that Bulbasaurs were seed Pokémon that have strange seeds planted on its back at birth. The plant sprouts and grows with the Pokémon as it matures. Red had never put it together that the seed on the back of Bulbasaur grew, but knew it made sense as its final evolution, Venusaur, typically have massive flowers bloomed on their backs. As Red looked up to Bulbasaur, the Pokémon was darting away into the distance, its departure marked by the rustle of leaves and the soft patter of footsteps. Red and Pikachu followed the fleeting Bulbasaur, concerned for its safety as it quickly scurried inside the open door of a nearby home. With a gentle knock, the door opened to reveal a young woman. Red wasted no time in explaining the reason for their visit, expressing his concern for the Bulbasaur's well-being and his desire to ensure that it found its way back to its home. The woman, who introduced herself as Sylvia, listened attentively, a smile spreading across her face at Red's genuine concern. She invited the trainer and Pikachu inside to talk more. As Red and Pikachu entered, they were greeted by the sight of an Oddish and a Sandshrew, both of whom seemed content and cared for. Sylvia explained that she dedicated herself to nursing weakened and needy Pokémon back to health, offering them a second chance at happiness. Motioning towards the Bulbasaur, hidden behind furniture in the corner of the room, Sylvia explained that she had found the Pokémon abandoned and weak months ago. Since Bulbasaur's recovery, Sylvia had been seeking a trustworthy person to help the frightened Bulbasaur live a more fulfilling life and see the world. Though hesitant, Bulbasaur's fear was palpable as it eyed Red and Pikachu warily. Sylvia asked Red if he would be interested in caring for Bulbasaur, as the trainer took in the question and thought for a moment. She stated that he would need to show her that he could care for Bulbasaur in order to take her on his journey. Red smiled in delight at Sylvia's words, earning Bulbasaur's trust to see if he and her would be a good partnership sounded great to Red. Red explained to Sylvia his goals of creating partnerships with Pokémon through trust and not fear, as the young woman was taken aback. Never had she heard a trainer say such things about Pokémon understanding Sylvia's concerns, Red agreed to return the following day, determined to prove himself as a worthy companion for Bulbasaur. That night, as he and Pikachu camped under the starlit sky, Red couldn't shake the image of Bulbasaur's fearful eyes from his mind. The next day dawned, bright and clear, as Red returned to Sylvia's home with a renewed sense of purpose. This time, he brought not only food for himself and Pikachu, but also for Bulbasaur, hoping to earn her trust through kindness and patience. Encouraged by Sylvia, Bulbasaur tentatively approached Red and Pikachu. The enticing aroma of the poke food drawing her closer. As they sat together, sharing a meal in the warm sunlight, Red spoke gently to Bulbasaur, expressing his desire to help her overcome her fears and find happiness in a world that could be cruel, but also could be wonderful. But Red made it clear he would never force Bulbasaur to come with him. It would only be if she wanted to join, and it would never be through force. Bulbasaur, having experienced a traumatic past, stared at the young trainer as hope swelled up from inside of her heart. Red and Pikachu left once more and returned again the next day. Setting up lunch for himself, Pikachu, and Bulbasaur. The three sitting together like old friends who had already journeyed once before. Sylvia watched from inside her home with a smile on her face and a tear in her eye. With bittersweet feelings, Sylvia bid farewell to Red and Pikachu. Bulbasaur, torn between the safety of a familiar home and the promise of adventure, watched as Red and Pikachu departed for the Cerulean City Gym. But as they walked away, happy to have met Bulbasaur and Sylvia, a sudden cry caught Red's attention. Turning back, he witnessed Bulbasaur running after them, a determined look in her eyes. Surprised but elated, Red bent down and asked if Bulbasaur wanted to join them on their journey to become Pokémon Masters. With a wide smile and a nod of approval, Bulbasaur signaled her willingness to take the leap into the unknown, knowing that with Red and Pikachu by her side, anything could be possible. Bulbasaur went back to Sylvia, Sandshrew, and Oddish and gave her goodbyes. Her chosen family cried, but felt happiness in their hearts as they saw Bulbasaur off on her journey. Sylvia approached Red and asked to give him a hug, thanking the young trainer for showing her that there was still hope in the world. And so, with their newfound companion in tow, Red, Pikachu, and Bulbasaur set off into the Cerulean City Gym as they opened the double doors to face their next challenge. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Bedtime Stories. We hope that you're sleeping well, and we will see you in the next episode. Good night.